This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Dragon Masters, Book 8, Roar of the Thunder Dragon, by Tracy West, read by Emily Ellett. For Bill Hancock, the King Roland to my Queen Rose, T.W. Before we start, while the Dragon Master's world is not the real world, many of the characters and places in it are inspired by real-world cultures. For this reason, I'll be pronouncing the names of these characters and places the way they'd be pronounced in the real world. These pronunciations may differ from how you think a name might sound based on its spelling alone. Chapter 1. Looking for Lalo.
Lalo! Lalo!
Drake and Carlos called out as they walked through the trees. In front of the two dragon masters, a large brown dragon slithered along the path. Behind them, a short, chubby wizard named Diego watched the sky. Together, they were searching for Carlos's dragon, Lalo. Carlos had only just met his lightning dragon when something terrible had happened. A woman named Eiko flew into Carlos's land 2 days ago, riding a thunder dragon. She kidnapped